So, President Obama versus Mitt Romney, round one. The president opens. He criticizes his likely general election opponent yesterday by linking Romney to the latest Republican budget plan. Here's the left jab.
This congressional Republican budget is something different altogether. It is a Trojan horse. Disguised as deficit reduction plans, it is really an attempt to impose a radical vision on our country. It is thinly veiled social Darwinism.
And Romney, of course, answers with a quick uppercut.
He gets full credit or blame for what's happened in this economy and what's happened to gasoline prices under his watch and what's happened to our schools and what's happened to our military forces. All these things are his responsibility while he's president.
All right, these are the opening salvos, but this could be a long fight. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, thanks for joining us.
I got to correct you, Celeste, just on one minor detail. You said that President Obama hit with a left jab. Now, you know the president is a southpaw. He does not jab with his left.
There you go.
He jabs with his right. So just minor detail.
I'm glad you're here to fact check me because you are absolutely correct. Todd Zwillick, I have to imagine, although I don't claim to be inside Mitt Romney's head, but I have to imagine he'd enjoy this discussion. He would love to hear that we as media professionals are moving on to a discussion of November rather than the primary, don't you think?
I would think so, and this thing has certainly, let's presume to be inside his head, this thing has gone on far longer than Mitt Romney ever wanted it to go, and that's the case for a lot of Republicans in the party, and as we've talked about this week, we've seen establishment Republicans closing the door behind Mitt Romney. Maybe not as many of them as he would have liked, but I think you're going to see more endorsements coming out for Mitt Romney between now and April 24th, when there are a few more primaries, including in Pennsylvania, which may be Rick Santorum's last stand. But Mitt Romney's speech last night, clearly, as you played that cut there, directed against President Obama, no mention of Republican opponents, clearly focused on the president, on the reelection, and on the theme that Republicans have said all along, and Mitt Romney knows has to be his theme for the election, a referendum on Barack Obama's presidency and less of a choice between the two. Yes, we all realize it's a choice between Obama, Romney, Democratism versus Republicanism as it stands, but Mitt Romney wants this to be a referendum on the president. That's why he listed all those bad things that have gone on during President Obama's term so far.
All right, Todd, we're going to talk about those endorsements in just a moment, but first, you know, this isn't the first time that Mitt Romney has tried to turn to the general election and then been pulled back into the primary. Is he going to be able to stay focused on President Obama now?
Well, it's not the first time he's tried that, but when you look at the electoral map, it's different now than it was. His delegate count is different than it was. The momentum is certainly different than it was. He has more than half the delegates he needs. He swept three elections last night, two states and a District of Columbia. And things are just different. He has more endorsements from more corners of the party. Some of those endorsements are from Tea Partiers. So I think that there's at least, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. You're right. At least there's a growing confidence in Republican ranks, a growing focus in the Romney campaign. And let's face it, a pretty strong and unified media narrative that this thing is pretty much over on the Republican side. And it's time for Obama-Romney 2012.
Well, it's not over till it's over. This, although the nomination may be pretty surely going to Romney, we could still be taking these primary votes for a while. But let's get to this general election fight. I want to play this comment from President Obama here.
Ronald Reagan, who, as I recall, is not accused of being a tax and spend socialist, understood repeatedly that when the deficit started to get out of control, that for him to make a deal, he would have to proposed both spending cuts and tax increases. Did it multiple times. He could not get through a Republican primary today.
So this is the president actually, in a certain way, taking the economy as his talking point. We all thought the economy was going to be the president's weakness, and it doesn't look like that's the case.
He's able to make that pivot on a couple of grounds, I think. One, the economy is improving. Mitt Romney has acknowledged as such. There's lots of arguments against what Mitt Romney would call the Obama economy, but that the jobless claims are going down, unemployment is on the way down, gas prices aren't doing well, but Americans are increasingly confident about economic prospects. And when you ask them, most of them, the vast majority, think the recession is over. There was another aspect of that line of attack, Celeste, which is the president made a very, very stark point that things that people attack in the economy or in his agenda, like cap and trade, like the individual mandate in healthcare. These were conservative Republican ideas 10 or 15 years ago. And it's not President Obama who's some kind of radical socialist, or he used the words, you know, some kind of socialist. It's that the Republican Party has shifted very far to the right and people need to acknowledge it. He painted that picture in very, very stark terms. Look, I'm standing in the firm middle of American politics. It's the Republicans who are so far to the right because they hate me so much. That was the subtext.
Yeah, he said tax and spend socialist. So if the economy is not the president's weak point, what will Mitt Romney be focusing on to attack President Obama with?
Well, look, I think Mitt Romney will be focusing on the economy because it's not – we're still going to be far below in employment wherever we were when President Obama took office. Gas prices are high. Deficits are exploding at more than $15 trillion. There are lots of arguments to be made about who accumulated more of the debt. But at $15 trillion, there's no question the overall fiscal health of the country is not on the right track. And Mitt Romney's going to have plenty of ammunition there. Don't make any mistake about that.
Let's take a listen to him.
The president put an ad out yesterday talking about gasoline prices and how high they are. And guess who he blamed? Me. Maybe after I'm president, I can take responsibility for things I might have done wrong. But this president doesn't want to take responsibility for his mistakes.
So this matchup between the president and Mitt Romney, obviously very early going at this point. But at the moment, it looks as though the polls are against Mitt Romney.
It does. And look, that may be a value of candidate versus candidate. But let's be fair to Mitt Romney. He has been locked in a bruising Republican primary where other Republicans are attacking him, not to mention the president. Those numbers are likely to shift when it's a choice between the Republican and the Democrat. I don't think that the spread in popularity or in approval between Romney and Obama is going to stay very long for where it is now once they focus on each other. It's going to be a very, very different race, and everybody knows that.
The primary season, let's not forget, is not over. Todd Switlick is our Washington correspondent. Todd, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.